Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, let's touch on the big two, the main talking
points. Get in.
The lads who take in applaudits, as we have said. Let's start with Darwin Nunez to begin with. Yeah, Sam, we mentioned this actually earlier on, and like, obviously gets his two goals, both brilliantly taken finishes, by the way, in different ways, of course, but absolutely exceptional, both of them, and instinctive, high-class, top-draw finishes that we don't always associate with Darwin Nunez, I think it's fair to say, but he gets absolutely spot on in these two occasions. But it's another one of those performances whereby, I said it earlier, had Cody Gakpo have got that brace, or Diaz has chipped in with one and Gakpo the other one, I still don't think we'd be talking negatively about Darwin Nunez's performances. No. Because again, he was brilliant today and his impact on what went on around him was clear for all to see.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I mean, he has a massive hand in one of Diogo Jota's goals with the one where Gakpo, I think, plays it to him.
Yep.
You know, he scares the living daylight out of the striker and he's fouled actually in the lead up to it. Gakpo takes the ball, pushes it off, Jota does the rest, yep, of course. And he does that. He physically makes it very, very difficult for you. He's got all the tools, hasn't he, to make it difficult for a defender. It was a really good all-round performance from him. But what I think the most important thing is, A, he's working back dead hard. There was tackles and blocks on the edge of the penalty area today, which is what you need to see if he's going to be on that left-hand side. And it's probably the biggest question of what I have of him when he plays on the left. I know he can play well going forwards from there, but I want to see you on the edge of our area doing stuff as well. He's answered those questions from me certainly tonight. But the other one is when Salah's not there, you can't just, it's very easy, I think, when you're not in form, to give the ball to Mo Salah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Darwin Nunez has at times this season done that. Yeah. And Mo Salah deserves to have the ball placed at his feet by Darwin Nunez for what he's done over the last 6-7 years at this football club. But when he's not there, are you going to take those opportunities? Are you going to stand up and be the main man? And he stood up and was the main man today. Two goals again, really great all-round performance. Loved it, celebrating with the fans, everything you want to see from a striker, but most importantly, two absolutely fucking clinical finishes. And I think even more important than that, after the silliness of the attempt early doors, he pushed it to one side.
Yeah.
And because then he had that big chance where the ball slightly behind him. There was people berating him for that as well.
Yeah.
But he didn't let either of those two things get in his head and he walks away with two goals.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah. And I think the Salah stuff's fascinating that. And obviously it's massively important that lads, whoever they may be, step up in his absence. Of course it is. And Nunez has done that today, as has Diogo Jota, but Jota's got a bit of a habit of doing that, if I'm going to be really honest. But Nunez is probably the most interesting point because he, for all intents and purposes, and in the nicest possible way, has been riding on Salah's coattails a little bit.
Assist-wise,
for one, and also the fact they clearly have this telepathic link-up and they do work really well together. If you work really well with Mohamed Salah, there's a good chance you're going to play a lot of footy for us because Salah always plays and so on and so forth. And also the fact that when Nunez, not all the time, but when he has missed chances in games, often we've gone on to win them games, and often that's down to Mohamed Salah. So it covers up a sort of a plethora of cracks, doesn't it, essentially, if Salah's there doing the bits for you? But when he's not there, you need to be putting your chances away. And he's had three chances today, give or take, Nunes. He's put two of them away. He's put two of them away brilliantly. So all of a sudden, that conversation doesn't exist anymore.
And those two finishes aren't Nunes finishes from what I've seen in the last 18 months.
Because they're calm.
They're composed. You know, you mentioned to us, I still haven't seen it of him, like, you know, in the tunnel from the last game. They're not going in and all that type of stuff. Yeah. And that's been playing on my mind. And then all of a sudden, has he clipped the post twice? He's definitely clipped it once with the outside of the boot. Maybe he didn't, but the finish was exceptional and it was right into the side netting regardless for that first one.
Lovely.
Two really beautiful finishes, strikers finishes, composed finishes, and an all-round performance to back it up. So yeah, absolutely superb. And again, I'll reiterate, I love the fact that I see him working back on the edge of the area because he needs to be able to do that. And not only that, he played left-hand side, but he was equally as difficult to deal with through the centre towards the end.
Yeah.
And we've seen him come into games late on and people have started to question, is he more of an impact player? Well, he had exactly the same impact late on in the game as he has been having from the bench in games.
Yeah.
So when the other team is getting tired, when they're starting to stretch and try and chase the game, Darwin Nunes is the man to put you two or three goals behind ahead. Sorry.
No, absolutely, mate. And I love the fact that I really liked that front three today in a lot of ways. Obviously, Salah not being there, I didn't like so much, but the fact that they could quite clearly dovetail amongst each other so easily.
And they did, didn't they?
They did, exactly. And all of a sudden, I just think as a defender, that must be a nightmare. It's a nightmare defending Darwin Nunes full stop, let alone when 1 minute you think he's okay over there on your left, the next minute he's up against your shoulder to shoulder, you're thinking, what's just happened there? Like, how's that become a thing? But yeah, I think brilliant performance today. And I also really like him from the left, certainly when we're having to defend situations, because just think as an outlet, he's such an obvious outlet for us because his pace is just electric. He's just a nightmare.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Funny enough, me and Josh did we were doing a deep dive Q&A last week, and one of our Red Men Plus legends had asked us, can you see, look back at his time at Benfica and where he took his shots from? Now, the data wasn't available because it's the Premier League or whatever, but we did manage to find an article. I found an article in theanalyst.com where it did have all of his shots from his last season at Benfica, you know, the really good goal scoring season, and I sort of put them side by side, very shit Photoshop, two screen grabs side by side, sort of almost overlaid them. And they were in very, very similar positions. But the one key difference was his shots for Liverpool this season have all been slightly lent to the right-hand side of the penalty area. And at Benfica, it was the opposite. It was that left-hand side. But when he's shooting from that left-hand side, I just think he's a lot more comfortable. And it makes sense. It's the Henry finish, isn't it? You know,
the one we all want.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's what Salah does from the other side, or did from the other side. Yeah. But having him in a position where he feels more comfortable shooting shooting from, I think is just a little spark of genius from Klopp. They're putting him into the area where he knows he can finish from, where it's almost muscle memory, rather than he's trying to sort of learn how to do it from the right hand side, going across the keeper and all this type of stuff. It's not like quite working. I'm just going to move you, make you comfortable, and we're reaping the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. Both his goals, they come from that side. The first in particular, you know, the thought process in which to hit it first time is brilliant, and the execution's also brilliant. It's not something we'd always necessarily associate with Darwin Nunez. It wouldn't surprise me had he tried to whack that a little bit harder, but the placement, the precision is outstanding. But what you've just said there is really interesting, because it makes the two he scored away at St James's Park all the more. Yeah. How has he managed those two?
I've no idea.
You know, when it is so obviously more natural to him on the other side, it is an enigma forevermore. Number?
I'm going to go 9.
Saving a little bit of room there for Diogo. So on to Diogo Jota. Just on that point, our club legend chat has been rife with man of the match chat, and of course Diogo Jota is dominating proceedings. Brandy, well, Derry, Jota, Syme's got to be Jota, Bradley with a shout as well, and Mr. Prash all saying Diogo Jota, with Darwin Nunez a close second. But yeah, let's talk about him. Boss.
Yeah, just Dan, he continues to just do it, doesn't he? He knows where the back of the net is, and he continues to put the ball into the back of the net. First of all, gets an assist as well as his two goals. It's just so two-footed, man.
Yeah.
It's just, wherever you need him to be, he's going to turn up. And I think we're a far cry away from he's having a shit game, he's going to score a goal. I think he's being really good in games now as well.
Do you think he was good today?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Yeah. I don't disagree, but
I
don't disagree. But at the same time, I am sort of racking my brain again. We've watched this game once, and there's a lot of stuff going on in here, as you can imagine, while that's happening. But
literally, right now,
literally, yeah. But I do, yeah. Was he that influential? I think Nunez was sort of busier and more at the forefront of the game than Diogo Jota.
But when we went in the first half, I thought when Liverpool looked good, Diogo was picking the ball up in the 10 position and driving forward.
He did that, and he should have potentially won a penalty as well when he was driving forward. Yeah, maybe.
And obviously the left-footed pass, we talked about it for Nunez's first. Brilliant. You know, first time, I think it was as well. Just places it perfectly with his left foot.
What did that have on
brings
it?
What?
Have instructions on it.
Yeah, had instructions on it, posted it, all that. Darwin Nunez couldn't mess that up, of course. I'm joking. I do think he was really good. And I think, again, he was sort of... He just lent whichever way he needed to be today. You know, if it's the right-hand side, I'll go over there. But it's that ability to just find space in and around the penalty area that sets him apart.
Yeah, it does, mate, yeah. And it's two finishes. We spoke about Nunez's in detail, so I have to do the same for Diogo. Like, very Diogo Jota finishes, both of them. I mean, the second one at the second attempt is eventually. But the beauty of the second one, of course, is the fact that he makes an absolute pig's ear of it to begin with. A wild swipe, balloons up off his own standing foot, I think. And then the big way goes up.
I can't believe that.
It's a true
thing. I can't wait to
They've
watch
done
that
it again. Back. They've done it again.
So he misses. Way, and then he smashes the ball into the back of the net.
Just like Darwin Nunez that time around in the Carabao Cup. He's done exactly the same thing again. And Jota, he must hear that and go, took that personally. Yeah. Not having that. Bang.
But I don't understand how no one else has switched on to it apart from Diogo.
I don't know. They all stand there, or they all turn their back and think that's probably in. But then he's the one who's gone, oh shit, that's still alive. And he reacts quickest. And there's no massive surprise that Jota reacts quickest. It's what he does. But yeah, I think to sort of put the gloss on a performance like that is just kind of Jota's stock in trade now. Like, yeah, they've run a little bit ragged. They look a little bit downbeat, the fact they're probably not going to get anything out of the game. Jota, you know, he could easily go easy, but that's not his style. He just wants to, he's a numbers man. He's an absolute numbers man. And again, I think he was fine today. We probably said McAllister was the best player on the pitch. I think there's a couple of close people behind him. I think Jota was sort of in and amongst that conversation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But then all of a sudden, you add the goals and the assist to it,
and
he skyrockets. And that's just, and again, he's an attacker, and that's what he's supposed to do. But he's just a pure, forward-bred numbers man. He's a killer.
Yeah, he really is. I can't disagree, mate. He, you know what you're going to get from him. What you're going to get from him is numbers.
Boss. And do you look at him? We know what we get from Mohamed Salah, crazy numbers. And with Salah being away for, who knows, 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, whatever it looks like, does your gaze immediately avert to Jota to be, you've got to be the guy?
He is a one-in-two striker over the course of his Liverpool career.
So it has to be him. There can be others.
Listen, well, until Nunes has done it consistently for us, Jota's the guy that I'm looking at. He's the experienced one. He's won league titles. He's won titles for us and stuff like that. So of course he has to. Of course he has to be the guy. He's the oldest of them as well. Diaz, you know, not going to get those numbers by the looks of things that someone like a Mane would get or a Jota would get. So he has to, and he has to drag them across with him and show them what it is to be a striker at Liverpool Football Club, and he's doing it.
He certainly is. Number, say the best or last.
I'm gonna go 10.
9.5. Well done, Diogo. Well done, my mate.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.